The makdish shabachor is kodesh merechem. The gaze nami, there's no din kedusha on. You don't have to be makdish it. Mashenkin ma'isa behiman, you have to be makdish it. Umechira, you're allowed to sell a bechor, you're allowed to sell reish of the gaze, but ma'isa behim, you can't sell it. So marin and the hanach nefishin, and these are also more, so there are more reasons to learn out reish of the gaze from bechor rather than from ma'isa behim. So Mara says still, the real answer is poshut mi poshut adlevlei. Still, since ma'isa behim applies to all animals, lav dafka bechor, poshut means anyone, and who are in my reish of the gaze also. Lafuki b'chor, since b'chor is only a special loch in the firstborn, that's a different parsha. So that's Pshat Reb Shimon. He makes the Gzeira Shavah, Tzayin Tzayin, from Reishis Vegeis to Maisa Beima. Just like over there, a treifa is pot. There's no mitzvah Maisa Beima by treifa. But there also, there's no din treifa, but there's no din no mitzvah of Reishis Vegeis by Beima, that's a treifa. Yeah, that Reishis Hageiz ain't a Noegele Brechen. Reishis Hageiz only applies to sheep and not to goats. Samurah says, Minohan Emili, how do we know this from? Minohan Emili. Samurah says, Amar Rav Chizda, Asiya, Asta Kashim Rav Chizda, how do we know this? Amar Chizda, Asiya, Giza, Giza. Learn how to know Gzera Shabbat, Giza, Giza. Siv Ocha says here in Dvorim, Reishis Geiz, Soincha, Titin Loi, that's what you give to the Kain. It says the pasuk in Yiv, "Ksev hosam u'migeiz kivsei yischamim." From which you shear off from kvosim, from the sheep, you should warm yourself. So ma'al halon kvosim, just like over there, gaze goes on kvosim on sheep. So tayav kan also kvosim here also, it goes on kvosim, it goes on sheep. So Mar says no. V'nele v'so giza gizim bebechor. Learn out from ready from the pasuk of bechor. The tanya learn like this. The pasuk says by a bechor that lo savoy bebechor shirecha. You can't work with the Bechor of Yeshua. For Lois Sogur is Bechor Tzenechi. Now there's an Isra Gizer also. You can't shear off the wool over here. Now, Ein Li El Asof, I only know El Ashor Bavoida, that you're not allowed to work with an ox. If the ox is a Bechor, you can't work with it. Vitzoin Begizer, you're not allowed to shear off the wool off the sheep. Minan, how do we know to say, Litein Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh, Vies Omer Shal Zeh Bezeh, and you can't even shear off the hair of an ox. How do we know that's also by a Bechor? Talmud, when the pasuk says loy savoid v'loy togus, so it says both loy tavod and loy togus. So you see here by bechor, the isa giza not to shear off, even if you have an ox. If it's a bechor, you're not allowed to shear off its wool, its hair. So see, there's an isa giza on hair. So maybe this should be the mitzvah of reishis hageiz also on the hair of an animal. So Mara says on makor, the pasuk says titein loy v'loy lasakli. Means give it to the Kohen that he should use it for his own clothing and not for a sack. So if you give him some of the hair, let's say of goats or a sheep or of an ox, all he could do is just to make a sack out of it. But to make it for clothing, that has to be wool. That's the diak. Yeah, to make wool out of it. Yeah. Rashi says, Loi l'mabush lo l'sakia, v'giza shuri ein v'yu elo l'saka sakia. Yeah, now if it's the Elamiyativ, so Noitzer shall izim lechayiv. If so, you have the Noitzer, the hair from goats, you should be chayiv to give to the Kohen. As Mashmi could also do something with it, he could use it. Yeah. So Mar says, no, being in Giza of Leka. But you don't do a Giza. There's no thing, you don't shear it off over there. Rashi says, Noitzer, Rashi says, but you can make clothing out of it. The goat's hair, you can make clothing from it. The Teretz Zizmar says, no, being in Giza. Rashi says, what you do with the goat's hair is you just pull it off. You don't really shear it off. So it's not called Giza. So Mara says, let's see. Man Shamalai, who holds this Svara? Man Shamalai, high Svara. Rabbi Yossi, that's who Rabbi Yossi's Svara. Rashi says, Man Shamalai, high Svara. The Dorish listen to Kroah the Chsiv Geiz. The Torah says Geiz Soincha, it means only wool that you shear off and not goat's hair that you pull off. So who holds like this Yadashin the way the Tosis says it? That's Rabbi Yossi. So Rav still says, I have moidi Rabbi Yossi v'midi diurchei. But if this is the normal way of taking off the hair, let's say the hair of a goat, it's normal to pull it off, so that's also called the Giza. So again, it's a kasha, should be a mitzvah, Reishis Hageiz on goat's hair. Yes. Rashi says, "Moed Rabbi Yosi mid the Yurchei, the Kivon the Yurchei, the Izim at least Kugiza Dami." Since by goats it's normal to pull off the hair, that should be also be considered a Maisa Giza, like we'll soon see. So, Luchura, so how do we know to say the goat's hair is potter? So, where it says rather, here, one second. So, it's still by Kashak, how do you know that by the hair of Izim, you're potter for the mitzvah Rishis Agais? So, where it says rather, Elu rather, could the Yom Rabbi Shur Ben Levi, that the Pasuk says, Lamrid Lashoris, the Mitzdover Haroyi Lashiris. It has to be something that's fit to do the Avodah with, which means that a Kohen has to have his begotten from it, and that's from wool. So Hochinam here also Dover Royal Shiras. It has to be something that fits do Shiras, do Avodah with, which means to have wool. The Rashi says, Kabi Shur and Levi Duhon Kalam Parkin, Gaze, your Samach like Kivoy Bochar, Lamo the Shoras, Dover Royal Shiras, the Tchelas, the Big Day Shoras, Vosim Semabi, it has to be wool. So here's clear enough from here, it has to be only from wool. So the mitzvah Rashi says is only on wool and not on goats here. So Noah says, if so, well, a Giza Giza Lamayos, what do we need Xerah Shoah for then? Giza Giza. What do we have Xerah Shoah for then? From Rashi's Hagez to it says in the Gaze Kifsei Yischamim from the Pasuk and Iyuf. So the Gemara says that we still need look at the Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel. The Tana of the Rabbi Shmuel. Vosim, if you have sheep, Shetzimrim Kosher. Let's say its wool is hard wool. So Locharis Pturim Rashi's Hagez, there's no mitzvah Rashi's Hagez. Why? Shinemar says the Pasuk and Iyuf, when the Gaze Kifsei Yischamim, Mashma, you have to have soft wool that could warm you. So if you have hard, Rashi says, we're going. So it says Yischamim leMikri Geiz El Bachinum. That's to be soft. That's called the Bachinum. That's what we still need. This Zera Shavah teaches. If you have hard wool, there's no mitzvah as a geiz. Yeah. Tony Chod, one brace to learn Geizes as Itzim as Izim. If you shear off the wool, the hair off the goats, the Shaitiv as Rechelim. Let's say you have the sheep just walk through the river, and the water pulls off its wool. So potter, you potter from Rashi's Hagez, because it's not called the Gzita here, therefore you potter. That's one brisa. So Tanya, the other brisa learns, no, Hagez says, eats and potter. If you shear off the hair off the goats, it's like a potter from the mitzvah. But v'shoyte v'serachelim chayiv, but if you let your sheep go through the water and it pulls it off, and that you chayiv, it's worth to see why you chayiv or not. Yeah, one second. So I says, Lakash is those two, tell you, Harabon of Harab Yasi. One goes according to Rabbon and Sheet, Yitaka, you potter in both cases. And one goes according to Rabbi Yossi, according to Rabbi Yossi, even though you didn't shear off the wool, but since it's a derech that way for the wool to come off and it goes through the river, that's also considered like a gziza. So according to Rabbi Yossi, you'll still be chayiv in Reishas Hagez. The Tanya will learn like this. Leket kitzircha, the Pasuk says. V'loy leket kituf. Is the mitzvah of kituf leket leave over for the aniyim is only if you were cutting off the wheat. And then some fell, she's supposed to leave it there. But if you're pulling off the wheat kituf, on that there's no mitzvah of leket. If it falls down, you have a right to pick it up and keep it. There's no mitzvah on kituf. Yeah. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, or leket kituf. Rabbi Yossi Yemer, ein leket el habo machmas ketzir. That leket is only something comes through cutting down. Yeah. So the Chur is saying the same thing for the Gemara Kasha. But the Rabbi Yossi Hanatana Kama, the Chur, they're both saying the same thing. That you only chayiv and leket on something that you cut down, and if it just pulled it off, you're not chayiv and leket. So Gemara says like this: Kulu Rabbi Yosi. Now the whole price goes according to Rabbi Yosi. V'ochik Tani. This is what it means to say: Shrabbi Yosi Omer Ein Leket El Habo Machmas Ketzir. Leket is only something that comes Machmas Ketzir. You see, so Rashi learns for Kertes. Hold Rashi says before, hold the Tony that Shaitif is pot. Not like I said, that day we said that Shaitif, if it just walks through the river and it comes off your pot, that's Rabbi Yosiu. The dag lichin the crow, and it says Loshin of here, let the Ketzircha, Ketzircha means dafka through a Ketzira, and now if you just pull it off. So by us also, when the Pasuk says Rashi's gaze, Tzincha, it has to be gaze that you shear it off. And if the wool comes off by itself, you go through the river and the water just pulls off the wool, even though it's wool coming off, you'd be part of the mitzvah Rashi's Hagez. That's according to Rabbi Yossi. But the Pasuk says here, gaze means you shear it off, and not if it just comes off by itself. Yeah. That's the same thing he says, but leket here, it has to only be through cutting and not if it just pull it off. Oh, Malay Rav Acha, parade the Rav Rav Ashi, might the Rabbi Yossi, basically agrees, Dovamidi the Urchei, if that's the normal way of doing it, that would be called a leket. And that'll be, it'll be, Maidi Yechayiv and leket. Rashi could grind bit solemn. Let's say you have onions. v'shumin, or garlic. The kiddush lehem zel ketirin. The normal way to pick off an onion and garlic is by pulling it off, not by cutting it. So he agrees that's called leker, that you be chayiv. The Tanya learned like this, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, ketzir, it says, ein liyela ketzir, only if you cut down your wheat, that you chayiv in leket. Oiker, if you pull it out, minayin, tamalayim a liktzor, it says the word liktzor. Yeah. Toilish minayin, if you pull it out, tamalayim a bekutzrecho, it says. So you see what, that he's marba these things. So I, before we said it has to be kederach, the teretz is, if it's a normal way to do it this way, you'd also be chayiv. But if it's not a normal way, then then you'd be potter. So Rabbi Yis agrees though, it's an urchei, to like onions, to pick them off, so they'll also be chayiv and lekit. Oh, Malei Ravina Ravashi, afanan namitinin, we also learn like this. It says, milavnois bitzolim shebein hayerek. Where someone is picking out malavnos, Rashi says shurois sheben yerek liyerek. You have like in between rows of vegetables. So malavnos pitzolim, you have onions growing between the yerek. So b'yosiyim mepeya. Basis is mepeya mikol achad v'yechad. Each part is called like a field by itself. It's like cut off. There's like onions in between. So it makes each portion for its own field. Mechayim peya each one separately. V'chomayim reno miyachas halakol. Take off one from everything. Rashi says, "Minam lavne shayerik shebeim lavim lavin hesek lepei lidei the yerik ainu bechlal peya chutz min hashumim v'tzolim." Yes, what's the right for us over here? The Torah says, "Ketani miyot Rabbi Yosi the b'tzolim chiyavim bepeya v'yafagav v'yena koytsum maga." That's the right. It says here what the b'tzolim onions are mechuyvim peya, even though it's not a derech to cut down the onions. Alma moedu b'midu d'yurchei. That even though pei is also mashmah something to do with ktsira, but that's only if it's a derech to cut it down with a knife, with a sword. But if a derech is to pick it out, that's also considered a ktsircha. Therefore, Rabbi Yosi agrees that the mitzvah's peya even on b'tzolim also. Yeah. Right. Then the Mishnah says, "V'kamahu meruba? How many sheep do you have to have to shear off to mechayev reisha the geis?" So bishloim lebei shamai tarti nami yikutzayin. Two is called tzayin. It's good that two is enough. Ella Beisil or my timer. What do you have to have five for? What's the reason of Beisil? You have to have five tzayin. Somebody says, "Amar Rav Kan, Amar Kod." The pasuk says, "Asuyes she asuyes ye asuyes min choisos beis mitzvah." You do two mitzvahs with them. Reisha sageis umatonis. And you do two mitzvahs with them. Reisha sageis and the matonis. Rashi says what? Chomis tzayin asuyis lishin yisera kadorish. Hay asuyis shoyses shtei mitzvahs. Rashi says matonis. Vichol kamad lehevi chomis lehevi nugubu elechod matonis lechadayu. So Rashi of Nisposta case is when you have five tzayin, that's when you do two mitzvahs. That's when there's a mitzvah of Rashi says and matonis. But if you have less than five, then there's only one mitzvah, just matonis and not Rashi says. Mer says, "Aimer, why don't I say bechayru umatonis? That bechayru chodo mil for the mer aimer what bechayru umatonis? That's what's talking about." Yeah, Mer says bechayru chod milu mechayvu. How could that be? Avada bechayru chayvu one also. Rasha korchoch. He told the Rachmana Bechomish Reshes Agesu. It has to be told in Reshes Agesu. It can't be told in Bechor. Bechor has nothing to do with five. Each one that gives birth, the first one, Avad, is called the Bechor. So it has to, it can't be five by Bechor. It has to only be with Reshes Agesu. The more Bechor, Chod, Milo, and Mechaivai. We're going to Taimich. Matonis, Chod, Milo, and Mechaivai. The same thing by Matonis also. When you shecht any animal, a single animal, you have a chiyah to give off the Zerel, Chayam, and Keva. Elom Ravashi. Asuyis means Shemase says Balehim. It makes the owner says to him, Kuma say mitzvah, come and do a mitzvah. That's what we say. This sign like tells you to do a mitzvah. Rashi says Le mitzvah chadosha shlehoye mitzvah lo beprochas mikan, means when you have five, then it like tells you to do one special mitzvah. So what is that? It can't be bechor, it can't be matonis. Seluma, it's Rashi says when you have five. Now it tells the owner, come and do a special mitzvah. Because the Mishnah brought down a pasuk of five tzoin. Yeah. But as you know, asuyas.
Yeah.
That's it. The Mishnah said already. Yechomish nema chomish tzoin asuyas. Yeah. That's the pasuk. So just ask him, what's the lashon of asuyas? The saying asuyas now, like tells the owner, get up and do a mitzvah that you have now. Yeah. Now I'll say, come and say, Mr. Tanya, the Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Mishum Aviv, that Arba 4 is enough to have 4 sheep, and then you have a registration. Then it says, for Yarba Tzoyin, Tachas Aser, Samash Mitzoyin is 4, when you have 4, it's called Tzoyin. Tanya Omer, Rabbi, El Mole Divrayim, Divray Torah, for Divray Baribi Kabbalah, if it would have been their words, it would have been Divray Torah. And the words of like my Rabbi would be the Kabbalah, Anan Divray Baribi Shaymin. I would still listen to what my Rebbe says. It should be 5. For Kol Shchena, for sure, she Divrayim Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Baribi Divrei Torah, and for sure that, like what my Rebbe says, 5, that's called Divrei Torah. Rashi says Divrei Baribi means Shoyi Godol B'Dor, is a Godol Ador. The Kaim Malon Rebbe Yosef Lemukimai. Sanan Divrei Baribi Shaymin Ksadav Neishu Machria Torah Moshe Rashi Tukara Torah Lefish and Nitnu Torah L'Doros B'Shar Neviim. As you have a question, listen to the Torah or to the Nevi'im, you go back to the Torah. Yeah. But he says, Kol Shchina Shedivrayim Divrei Kabbalah V'Divrei Ribi is Divrei Torah. That he's dashing the Pasuk as the Yarab B'Tzoyin Tachas Aser. It says this is the Pasuk in Shemais. So he says, more Mistarva to say, Tanya Divrei B'Shemuel B'Reb Yaisi Yomer Mishum Aviv. It's more Mistarva to listen to Reb Yaisi. Because he's dashing now this pasuk in Shemais, that's Divrei Torah. Yeah, I the Gemara says, I the Omama we learned Einach Rosh Shlishis Machras, a third das cannot be Machria. Like here you have Beisilus saying 2, and Beishami says 2, Beisilus says 5, and now you have a lachan of 4. Sai Einach Rosh Shlishis Machras, a third sheet is not Machras. So why do you say pasuk like him? On the Reb Yechanon Nefnei. Shemua Omro, that he chagas chayim alachai.